Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all of dear family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening on the phone and will be listening to this recorded on the radio on a later day, welcome to each and every one of you on this Sabbath, November 21st, 2015. This is lesson 154 from the Desire of Ages, chapter 31. The title is The Sermon on the Mount. This is part 8. The opening song to our study today is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the thrones of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in the contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy mercy, Herod, will I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Thou the spring
of all my comfort,
more than
life to me, whom I have on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can we humble ourselves for opening prayer and where possible we kneel for the day? Our most kind Father, we thank you for this wonderful evening and the morning over the other side of the world that we are able to fellowship in this format. Lord, we claim and pray for your blessings to be upon each one who feels today a Sabbath day and a day on which you rested and left an example. Lord, we pray that you may bless us, sanctify us like you sanctified the day. Lord, as we fellowship together. May whatever you are going to teach us, may whatever we are going to learn be of benefit unto our souls. Lord of heaven, as we near the second coming of Jesus, may your word find wonderful soil to germinate that is our heart. Lord, we pray for those who have infirmities, who live in areas of problems. Lord, come before them as they call upon you. Listen to their cries. We pray that may the blood of your Son Jesus Christ sanctify them, be sprinkled on their heart. Lord, we also call upon the Holy Spirit to come and guide us. Whoever is going to read and speak unto us may receive blessings and guidance from you. Lord, whatever we shall hear may lead us to heaven. I believe we are in the last days and few hours, days on Christ's coming. Lord, may we all be among those who will inherit the kingdom and praise you forever and ever. Lord, we pray for all what you have not mentioned but beneficial unto our lives in these last days. May we become light unto the world, and especially present meetings that are going to be conducted world over. Especially commit ourselves to the meetings in Kenya, Philippines, and elsewhere that I have not mentioned. Lord, may you prepare them that they may prepare your people for Christ's second coming. We thank you, we bless you, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue our study. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24, from the King James Version, and it reads, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 8 of our lesson entitled The Sermon on the Mount in our study book, Messiah of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Pabula.
Matthew 6:26. "Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?"
"Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof."
James 1:5. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all them. Amen. There literally and unbridled not, and it shall be given him."
2 Corinthians 13:1. "Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be for reprobate."
1 Corinthians 11:31. "If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged."
Have a blessed everyone. Matthew 7:24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these saying of mine and does them, I will liken him unto the wise man which built his house upon a rock." Matthew 7:25. "And for the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 312 through 314. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. We are in Desire of Ages, page 312. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, Babula.
So, Isaiah of Ages, page 312. It says, no man can serve two masters. We cannot serve God with a divided heart. Bible religion is not one influence among many others. Its influence is to be supreme, pervading, and it is not to be like dash and is and controlling every other. It is not to be like dash of color, brushed higher and there upon the canvas, but it is to pervade the whole life, as if the canvas were dipped into the color until every thread of the fabric were dyed and a deep unfading hue. Desire of Ages, page 312, verse.
Desire of Ages, page 312. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Purity and steadfastness of purpose are the conditions of receiving life from God. He who desires to know the truth must be willing to accept all that it reveals. He can make no compromise with error. To be wavering and half-hearted in allegiance to truth is to choose the darkness of error and satanic delusion. Desire of Ages, page 212, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Can man serve two masters? And what are the conditions of the receiving light from God? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones. Babala.
The answer is no, we cannot serve God with a divided heart and purity and steadfastness of purpose are conditions. He who desires to know the truth must be willing to accept all that is revealed.
Isaiah of Ages, page 313, says, worldly policy and the undivating principles of righteousness to do not blend into each other. Imperceptibly, like the colors of the rainbow. Between the two and broad, clear line is drawn by the eternal God. The likeness of Christ stands out as distinct from that of Satan as midday in contrast with midnight. And only those who live the life of Christ are his co-workers. If one sin is cherished in the soul, or one wrong practice retained in the life, the whole being is contaminated. The man becomes an instrument of unrighteousness. Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages, page 313. All who have chosen God's service are to rest in his care. Christ appointed the birds flying in the heavens to the flowers of the field. The babe, his hearer, considered these objects of God, creation. Are ye not much better than they?
Desire of Ages, page 313. All who have chosen God's service are to rest in his care. Christ pointed to the birds flying in the heavens, to the flowers of the field, and bade his hearers consider these objects of God's creation. Are ye not much better than they? He said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. The measure of a divine attention based on any object is proportionate to its rank in the scale of being. The little brown sparrow is watched over by providence. The flowers of the field, the grass that carpets the earth, share the notes and care of our heavenly Father. Next slide.
Desire of Ages, page 313. The great master artist has taken thought for the lilies, making them so beautiful that they outshine the glory of Solomon. How much more does he care for man, who is the image and glory of God? He longs to see his children reveal a character after his similitude. The flowers there as the sunbeam imparts to the flowers their varied and delicate tints. So does God impart to the soul the beautiful of his own character.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What two things do not blend into each other imperceptibly and have a clear line drawn between them by the eternal God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is worldly policy and the undeviating principles of righteousness. Between the two, a briar as the likeness of Christ stands out as distinct from that of Satan as midday in contrast with midnight.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. Question, boys and girls, what things in nature has God chosen in nature as an example for all who are to rest in his care? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
Christ pointed to the birds flying in the heavens, to the flowers of the field, and bade his hearers consider these objects of God's creation.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew. And that is located in verse 33. And it has a combination of a song entitled, All Good Things Will Be Added Unto You. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of his love, make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need.
All he asks is that you heed and be faithful till the very end. When that judgment day has come, don't you want to be the one just to see his face and to call him friend? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what he said.
Isaiah 53:13. All those Christ, all who choose Christ's kingdom of love and righteousness and peace, making its interest paramount to all others, are linked to the world above, and every blessing is for this life is theirs. In the book of God's providence, the volume of life, which are each given a page, that page contains every particular of our history, even the hairs of the head are numbered. God's children are never absent from his mind.
Desire of Ages, page 313. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Matthew 6:34. We are to follow Christ day by day. God does not bestow help for tomorrow. He does not give his children all the directions for their life journey at once, lest they should become confused. Then he tells them just as much as they can remember and perform. The strength and wisdom imparted are for the present emergency. If any of you lack wisdom for today, let him ask of God and give it to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. Desire Pages, page 313, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, who are linked to the world above as they make their interest in heaven paramount to all others, receiving every blessing needed for this life? And why does God not give his children all the directions for their journey at once? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, bubble up.
All who choose Christ's kingdom of love and righteousness and peace, and lest they should become confused, he tells them just as much as they can remember and perform the strength and wisdom in part are for the present emergency.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Job, and is located in chapter 28, verse 28.
Job 28:28.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue.
Desire Ages, page 314. Judge not that ye be not judged. Do not think yourself better than others, other men, and set yourself up as their judge. Since you cannot discern motive, you are incapable of judging others. In criticizing him, you are passing sentence upon yourself, for who show that you are a participant with Satan, the accuser of all brethren. The Lord said, examine yourself whether ye be in faith. Prove your own self. This is our work. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 2 Corinthians 13, 5 and verse 5, 1 Corinthians 11, 31, Desire Ages 3, 14, paragraph 1. And on the side, it says,
I'm criticizing him. You are passing sentence upon yourself. Never look down on someone unless you are helping them get up. What judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with the what measures ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7, verse 1 and 2. The good tree will produce good fruit. If the fruit is unpalatable, unworthy, worthless, the tree is evil. So the fruit born in the life testifies as to the conditions of the heart and the excellence of the character. Good works can never purchase salvation, but they are an evidence of the faith that acts by love and purifies the soul. And though the internal word is not bestowed upon our metric, yet it will be in proportion to the work that has been done through the grace of Christ. Desire Ages, page 314, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what do the scriptures says about the one who judges, and why are they not capable of judging others? If you know the answer to these two questions, voila.
Judge not.
That ye be not judged. Be not judged.
Since you.
Cannot.
Discern.
Discern.
Motive.
Motive.
You are. Incapable.
Incapable.
Of judging.
And judging.
Another.
Another.
In criticizing. Him.
Him.
You are. Passing.
Passing.
Sentence.
Sentence.
Upon.
Upon.
Yourself.
Yes, sir.
For you.
Show.
That you.
Are a.
Participant.
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 Pent.
Participant.
Participant.
With.
Satan.
Satan.
The accuser.
Of.
The brethren.
Good.
Next time, talk louder. Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Thus Christ set forth the principles of his kingdom and showed them to be the great rule of life. To impress the lesson, he adds an illustration. It is not enough, he says, for you to hear my words. By obedience, you must make them the foundation of your character. self is but shifting sand. If you build upon human theories and inventions, your house will fall. By the winds of temptation, the tempests of trial, it will be swept away. But these principles that I have given will endure. Receive me, build on my words. And on the side it says, hearing and doing, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1, 22, obedience is action. Satan and the demons continue to mislead people. Build upon the standards of God's word. These principles that I have given will endure. If you build upon human theory and inventions, your house will fall.
Desire Bailey's page 314. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came up, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. Yes. And it fell not, for it was found upon the rock. Matthew 7:24-25. Desire of Ages, page 14, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What is the great rule of life, and what will make your house fall? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is Christ set forth the principle of his kingdom, showed them to be the great rule of life. And if you build upon human theories and inventions by the winds of temptation, the temps of trial will be swept away.
Let's learn our last song, dear ones, together about the wise man that built a house upon the rock. If any one of the dear family would like to share this song with us in the room, bubble up.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study. This is the second section where we ask all the little ones to come very close to the mic, for it is story time. Our dear brother Gray will be the one to direct the study.
Yeah, I like that song. I haven't heard that. Rain came down and the floods came up in a long time, but that was good. All right, it's story time. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35. The mind is the best possession we have. Do you know what a possession is? It's something we own. But it must be trained by study and reflection. That is, thinking about what we study. By learning in the school of Christ. The best and truest educator the world has ever known. That was Jesus. I am the bread of life, the author, nourisher, and supporter of eternal spiritual life. Now, a nourisher is someone who feeds us. To eat the flesh and drink the blood means to receive him as a heaven-sent teacher. Belief in him is essential or necessary to spiritual life. Those who feast on the word never hunger, never thirst, never desire any higher or more exalted good. The truest and most exalted knowledge, that means noble or elevated, or the best knowledge, is found in the word of God. It is In its simplicity, there is eloquence. That means that the great truths of the Bible were said in simple words that the people could understand, easily understand. When you hear people using great big words, they might be trying to show off. Jesus did not do that. There are those who will grasp the words of the supposed great men of the world and love to dwell upon their phraseology. That is the way something is said. Phraseology is the way something is said. As something they need to esteem and value. Esteem means to hold something in high value. You will hear men exalting human beings, extolling or saying good things about someone, extolling those who are called great by this world. In doing this, they lose sight of Christ in the Word. He is not to them all in all, the first, the last, and the best in everything. These need to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of Him whom to know aright is eternal life. The Bible is our guide in the safe, is our guide in the safe paths that lead to eternal life. God has inspired men to write that which will present the truth to us, which will attract or draw our attention to truth, and which, if practiced, will enable the receiver to obtain moral power to rank among the most highly educated minds. The minds of all who make the Word of God their study will enlarge. Far more than any other study, this is of a nature to increase the power of comprehension or understanding, and endow every faculty with new vigor. That means make our minds work better and faster. It brings us into close connection with all heaven, imparting wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The gospel is adapted for spiritual food to satisfy man's spiritual appetite. Here, appetite means a desire to understand God's word. In every case, it is just what man needs. Sons and Daughters, page 69. Now that verse again. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Amen. And thank you so much, dear brother. Next week, we will begin a new chapter, and that is chapter 32, in the study entitled is Centurion of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. I love you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for creating me. Amen.
I want to pray. Father God, thank you for my food. Father God, thank you for my food. Everything will keep me safe. Please let me come. Thank you for letting us have food. Thank you for Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be November 28, 2015, we will begin our new chapter, 32, the Centurion. We want to thank all of dear family for joining in the reading and the singing and participating. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy. And may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath day.